Grain futures were sharply higher on the soybean market. You could say almost sharply higher for corn, while the wheat market tries to shake off the seasonality for wheat, which this week is one of the most bearish weeks priced seasonally for wheat, as that harvest reaches a 50% mark down in Kansas. On the soybeans, turning higher, soybean oil recovering, pushing back towards the better levels of the week. Crude oil snagged a low overnight near 68.90, and it's rallied some $2.50 off those lows, as the Iranians are talking about there's going to be some kind of fees being charged to the Strait of Hormuz, which hasn't shut things down yet, nor has Trump, that I know of, tweeted about it yet. So crude oil's popped higher, supporting the bean oil and soybean meal, trading strong. Illinois is opening up another massive crush plant again today, crushing 300,000 beans a day, 100 million beans in a year. So basis improving in Illinois is again there. So the soybeans strong, corn strong. We have setting up what is called an outside trading day. What is that, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you. The trade, whenever you see the algorithm computer traders, they hammer a new low, both corn and soybeans today, overnight from the prior day, and then they turn around and take out the prior high of that prior day and close above it. That is an outside trading day. It's a macrocosm of activity where computers eat themselves up and go the other way, because they're scared of something. Well, there is something to be scared of. There's a USDA crop report on June 30th, 11 o'clock, the big stocks and acreage data. I always call this one, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 12. It's the big one of the year. Plus, there is heat coming now, finally, to the Corn Belt. They actually want some warmth. They do want warmth. What they don't want is just to go to a blast furnace right away, which it doesn't appear that way, but she's going to be in the 90s for days on end. Now, this heat yesterday looked to be retrograding back out on July 8th, but now it's hanging around through July 10th while pollination is starting, and so there's a little bit of a what-if kicking in. You know, what if this could be like 1983? What if it could be like 2012? Well, what happened to those 2 years? It was wet, 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 wet in the Midwest. And then we hit the 4th of July. They just shut the spigot off and it got hot and yields collapsed. Now, that's not to imply that that's what's going to happen this year. Not at all. It's just that the market is taking an abrupt shift of its recent sell everything, throw the baby out with the bathwater mentality to, well, maybe there's something different occurring here. And that's what today's trade's all about. Today, we have July soybeans up 14 and three quarters, 11.23. November soybeans up 17 and three quarter cents, 11.52 and three quarters. July soybean meal up 280 a ton, 306.40. December soybean oil up over a penny at 66.75. Corn July on the high of the day up 6 1/4, 4.13 and a quarter. Options expire for all July grain contracts tomorrow, and all July grain contracts go deliverable next Tuesday. That means you got to be out of those July contracts on Monday. September corn up 7, 4.22 and 3/4. December corn, new high of the day, up 7 1/4 cents, 4.42. In the wheat, Chicago July's turned higher on the day. We're up a penny and a quarter, 5.87. September up 2 cents, 5.98. In Kansas City, we're still softer on the session, but not on the lows. July, Kansas down 2.5, 6.14 and 3/4. September off a penny and a half, 6.24. In Minneapolis, we have July up a penny, 5.85 and a quarter. September still down 3.5 cents at 6.13 and a quarter. December off 3 at 6.37 and a half. Live cattle, well, we are higher, but well off early morning strength. Box beef, we rang the bell at 400 earlier in the week, but just can't hold it. Down $1.80 today, $397.19. The select off $1.73, $376.41. But the feeder index exploding $6.11 to $381.94. The 1 day, $396.25. Well, feeder cattle opened sharply higher this morning. They're up as much as, do the math, $4.40 earlier in the session. Now they're just up on the day, about half a dollar. Live cattle, we have cash trade waiting to take place, probably at 260 this week, maybe a little better. The June board stubbornly with 3.5 trading days to go, just up 35 cents, up $1.37 at 257.37. August up 90, 247.42. Big resistance still 250, 250.5. October cattle up 12 cents, 240. and a half. Feeder cattle August were just up 40 cents, 373.32. September up 75 cents, 371.37. October feeders up 82 cents, 368.37. In the hogs, mixed down 87 cents for July, 92.97, up 20 for October, 81.10. After yesterday's big blowout to the downside, a bid was found below 4,000 on August gold. It's now up $39 today at $4,048. Silver yesterday got down to just below $56. Well, it has climbed. It's just up 21 cents on the session today at $58.30. The dollar index down 19 cents to 101.20. Bitcoin still lower on the day. That July contract down $245 to $5,945. In the crude oil, we are climbing up $1.18 at $71.52 on August. Gasoline, August up 9.25 cents a gallon, $2.88. Diesel fuel also up 9.25 cents a gallon, $3.20. Any questions, especially on LRPs, your window to change your provider ends on July 1st, check out Heartland Investor Services, the Heartland Diversified Crop Insurance Program, how we handle LRPs. We cater them right to you for your needs, not what the bank is asking for, but your personal needs to do even better and possibly get a payout on it. No guarantees, but we have found many clients happy how we cater to their particular setup. Heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.